Community members continue to demand answers in the case of the Governor teen who was killed last week in her home. Family members have said domestic violence was an issue, and community members have been asking why more wasn't done. A rally for Trayana Somerville was held outside of the St. Lawrence County Social Services offices yesterday. Julia Ritchie was there and has more.
Trayana's life matters!
Trayana's life matters!
You failed! Close to four dozen people held signs and chanted outside the offices of Child Protective Services in Canton. Courtney Fantone held a sign next to her mother, Claudia. They foster five children in St. Lawrence County and say they've seen firsthand how inconsistent the system can be.
We have kids that are being taken out of safety and security homes and being placed in foster care. And these kids are being left in foster care for years. And then we have kids like Trayana Somerville who are being left. For what reason? They are picking and choosing which cases to investigate, and that can't happen.
Fantone is planning on bringing a civil suit over mismanagement by Child Protective Services and says Trayana's case has prompted an outpouring of other stories from those who felt mistreated by the system. No one from inside St. Lawrence County's Social Services building addressed the crowd, and District Attorney Gary Pasqua provided no additional update on the case on Wednesday, which has been kept tightly sealed. Somerville was found dead in her home on June 22nd, and police have charged a 13-year-old, identified by family as her half-sister, with homicide. But initial reports suggest that a range of authorities, from school officials to police to social workers, were familiar with Trayana's family and had been called to the home multiple times over the past decade. Trayana's stepbrother, Isaiah Samuels, has also accused his stepmother of being physically abusive toward him and his siblings. Cases involving Child Protective Services can be a lightning rod for conflict. They involve taking children away from parents who may be abusive or addicted to drugs, painful decisions that can alter families. Critics say CPS is harsher against poorer families with less access to legal help. Using a big piece of sidewalk chalk, Alice Allen wrote, "Fix the court system," next to other messages of "protect children" and "for our kids" on the sidewalk in front of the office building. Her grandkids were taken from her daughter, Angela, in 2015 under circumstances she says were unfair.
One day we were outside playing and all of a sudden CPS state troopers come in and just took my daughter's kids away. We lived next door.
Allen says a court required her daughter to prove she was free of alcohol and drugs, but still was not given visitation rights.
She did all of that. She followed every order. To this day, my daughter does not have her daughter. They turned around and gave it to her grandmother.
While many rally attendees highlighted failures of the county's social safety net, Pat Alden of Canton says funding should also be part of the discussion.
There's no question that there were individuals who failed her. But I think those individuals work in a context that is consistently underfunded.
CPS told the county legislature last year it was handling double the number of cases recommended by the state. Lawmakers voted to add three new positions, which were recently filled. It is unknown if any were assigned to the Somerville case. The county attorney told NCPR that information isn't public record. Child advocates say they plan to keep holding rallies and other events in order to keep Trayana's case and those like hers in the forefront of the public's attention. Julia Ritchie, North Country Public Radio.
Natasha Haverty contributed to this report.